Hi there. My name is Natalia, and this is a podcast on the Sony Xperia X Performance phone. It's safe to say that I love all Sony things. I have Sony. I'm recording this podcast for you with a Sony mic. It's a very nice little mic. It's got three mics on it, pretty much. Well, actually two. Sorry, one on the right and one on the left. It has an on and off switch, and it's very small. I have a Sony Xperia Z2, which I love and have loved for a really long time. Well, a couple of years that I've had it, and then I loved Sony phones before that. I had a friend who... well, her husband bought a Sony phone back in, I think, 2013, and I really started getting interested in them then because I was very excited to learn that Sony actually made phones and that they were waterproof, and they had stereo speakers, and they had some other features that I really liked. So, that being said, I bought my Z2 in 2014. May of 2014, and my Sony Xperia X Performance I just bought last week, and it's pretty much a brand new phone from Sony, and it is now here. Got it today, and it's pretty neat looking thus far. I have not turned it on, but you will get to experience that with me. Like I said, I love Sony things in general. The things that I love about Sony phones are they're waterproof. They have very relatively big, relatively good size amount of storage, RAM, that you get. And now they've even upped their storage with the memory, which is awesome. They have SD card support, always have, which I love. I would not be without a phone without SD card support. So, their stereo speakers are amazing. They really are. they are just incredible phones. They've got some, you can dial on the keypad by dialing someone's name rather than their phone number. You can put in their name, the first few letters of their name, and it will come up and call them. Well, it will populate, your list will populate above where you're typing on the keypad, and the name will come up, and you can call, press, just double tap to call them, or tap if you have single tap mode selected. Sony has been very responsive as far as me when I have contacted them. There have been a few bugs. Initially with the Z2, there was a bug where I could not, when I made a call, there was a, the phone would just, if I pressed the number on the keypad, it would just beep and continue beeping. And it didn't matter if I pressed another number, that other number would just continually beep as well. It's like it would get stuck. And I reported that to Sony, ended up doing a bunch of research on my own, traced the bug back to Jelly Bean, was when it, 4.3 was when it had started. And so I traced the bug back for them, emailed them a few different times actually, just with updates of things that I had found about the bug. Not trying to be annoying, but I had just emailed them with various updates that I had found and about the bug, things I had discovered about it, and they were very happy that I'd done as much research on it as I had to trace back when the bug had started, because in 4.2 it had worked fine. I borrowed my friend's husband's phone, and it worked just fine on his phone, and his was running 4.2 Jelly Bean at the time. I emailed them about it. Sony fixed it within the next update to KitKat. They fixed my bug. And I was amazed. I was very, very excited. And every bug since that I have reported to Sony, they have fixed. Including a recent one with the keyboard. When I was writing, it wouldn't allow me to, well, it wouldn't even allow me to write on the keyboard. That something got broken with the update to one of the updates within Lollipop. The keyboard got broken and I could not access the keyboard anymore, so I had to download another keyboard. I emailed Sony about that and they fixed it. So I'm very, very pleased with Sony. Overall, I'm amazed. I mean, their phone quality is fabulous to me. I like how their phones feel. They're very premium feeling handsets. Yeah, they're more expensive than some others. You can get an Android phone for pretty cheap if you want a pretty cheap Android phone. But I really honestly believe that they're worth the price that you pay for them. But they're not very popular in the U.S. So I know I'm one of the few Americans who has one, and one of the very few blind Americans, certainly. Okay, so Sony Xperia X performance. It's different from my Z2 in that the Z2 had a glass front and a glass back. Has a glass front and a glass back, and I love that. I love that feel and that look. I wish that they had not updated it, but I know that I'm in the minority. A lot of people really disliked the glass. I loved it. I thought it made it very, very elegant looking. And I really, really liked it a lot. But I still have my Z2, so I can look at it, how the phones used to be whenever I want, sitting right here. And they took away the lanyard strap, which I'm very disappointed in. I love having the ability, and I might write Sony about this, I love having the ability to have a lanyard on my phone and not having to have a case with a lanyard or whatever. I love having a lanyard on my phone that I can just attach to the phone itself. As far as what I can tell, the Xperia X Performance does not have that, but I'm looking at this one edge and there's kind of a place where it looks like maybe something could come out on the bottom right edge. So I'm just kind of playing with it here, seeing if I can get anything to pop open or... Nope, not coming open easy, so I'm not gonna mess with it. Might just be how the metal looks. But it does feel nice. I like it. I really... the left side's kind of similar. I do like how it looks. So on the top left edge, you have the top left corner, you have the microphone jack. The very bottom center is the USB port. Your stereo speakers are going to be on the front. So if you're holding the phone in landscape mode, you've got one on your left and one on your right. Which I adore their stereo speakers. They are incredible to me, and that to me alone is partially worth the price of the phone plus the waterproof. Sony is my Xperia X Performance is the only waterproof Sony that's out currently. And I live in Oregon, so it's essential to me that I have a waterproof phone. It's not just some cool feature. For me, it's rather essential because I'm out in the rain a lot, particularly in the wintertime. and I love not having to worry about, oh my goodness, my phone's going to get soaked. And I'm going to be screwed because my phone is dead now from this rainstorm that we just had, and I was on my phone with someone at the time, or needed to be on the phone, and I love having that option without having to have a big bulky waterproof case on it. I love the fact that my phone is waterproof. And I have taken my Z2 with me into the shower, and listened to music on my phone, and I probably will do that too with this one. It has an S. This one has an SD card slot, expandable up to, I think, 220 gigs, something to that effect. I have 120 gig SD card, so that will be going in here. It's got dual SIM card support, which is kind of cool. The on the top left corner, so directly below the headphone jack, like the headphone jack is on the edge, on the top. Well, actually, kind of on the top, on the center, on the more towards the right. So, like, if the phone is facing you, the headphone jack is situated in the center of the top. It's on the left-hand side, but it's in the center of the width of the phone, on the very left-hand corner, if that makes any sense at all. And so directly below that, on going down on the right, is the or left, I'm sorry, the very left-hand corner is the headphone jack. Going down from there is the camera. That you can feel this camera. It's interesting. They put the camera, the front-facing camera, I believe it's a 16-megapixel front-facing camera, which is amazing, to me, on the front. I don't remember what mine on my Z2 is. I think it's an 8 or something. But you can't feel it on the Z2 or the Z3 or the Z5, all of which I have seen. But on this one, you can. The camera lens, you can actually feel. It's a little round circle that kind of protrudes outward. And then on the directly across from that, on the other side, on the back of the phone, you have a camera lens that is your back-facing camera, and I believe that is a 23 megapixel camera. And that is facing, like I said, it's facing the back, but it's inset. So you can feel it. You can feel the entire lens if you put your fingernail kind of in this little groove and move your fingernail all the way around it. You can trace the outline of the lens. And the Z2 is the same way. The lens is on the back right, and you can feel it there. The headphone jack is placed exactly in the same position on the top left corner of the Z2. Going down on the left, you have, as is on the Z2, you have a little door, which when you open it, opening it right now, or trying to, it's new, so it doesn't want to open. Oh, come on. Oh, almost had it. Come on, come on. Had this open once earlier today, and now it doesn't want to open. I'm not gonna spend not gonna spend too much time playing with this. But on the left, going down from the headphone jack, is this door, and this is where your SD card, I would think, would go, and your SIM card. I can't find another door on this one that opens. On my Z2, on the right hand side, above the volume, power, and volume, power, and camera buttons, there is another door, which that one has my SD card in it on the right hand side. But on this one, there is no such door. So I believe on the left, right below the headphone jack, on the left edge of the phone is where the SD card and SIM card will go. And when I opened it earlier, I found a little tray that pulls outward. And it, I believe, is where your SD card and SIM cards go. Like I said, and this one has dual SIM card support. If I didn't say that earlier, I think I did, but if I did not, if I neglected to say that, it does. I bought the international version of this one. So it's got 64 gigs of storage as opposed to 32, which my Z2 has only 16. So I've been running out of room on my Z2 for a while because I download a lot of applications and things, particularly for work. Because I teach a lot of Android people how to use their phones, or Androidians, as I like to call them. So then on the bottom, you have nothing else on the left edge. On the bottom, you have the USB, the charging port. You obviously just plug in your USB cord too. Then on the right hand side, you have the power button on the Z5 got changed to an oval on the Z5. It used to be a circle. On my Z2, it's a circular button that kind of protrudes outward. On this one and on the Z5, it's an oval power button that's on the top. Well, it's about halfway down on the right-hand side of the phone and edge. Then below that, you've got the volume button, which is kind of a long cylindrical button. It's about maybe an inch and a quarter long. I think my Z2's button is a little bit longer. Volume up and down buttons, respectively, but it's all one button. And then below that, you have, of course, the dedicated Sony camera button, which looks exactly identical to my Z2 camera button. Just a little button on the right. And it's a physical button. And that's all. There's no, on my Z2, I also have on the right-hand side a magnetic charging port. There is no magnetic charging port on this. I'm very disappointed to learn that they took that out in the Z5 because I love my magnetic charging port. I just slide my phone into the magnetic charging dock and it charges the phone. Actually, I'm looking at my Z2 now. I'm just going to set my Xperia X down for a second. Looking at my Z2. Actually, my charging port's on the left, my magnetic one. It's right. On that one, you have the battery or the SIM card slot at the top left, along with the headphone jack. And then below that is the magnetic charging port. And then on the right, you've got the SD card slot, and then the power button, the volume button, and then the camera button. And then the charging port on this one is, on the Z2, is within the first door on the top left. It does not have a USB port on the bottom. You have to open a door to get to that one. But on the Z5, Sony started being able to make it so that they waterproof to the inside of the charging port. So they could then put it on the bottom. And I don't mind it. It's going to take a little getting used to having it on the bottom. But I think I might like it once I get used to it. So, all right, here we go. We're going to attempt to turn on the Sony Xperia X Performance and see if we can gain access to talkback. So here we go. Turning on the phone right now. Okay, little vibration. Means it's coming up. And I can't see anything. I'm totally blind. So, oh, and on the back, of course, there's a Sony logo. Or Sony, probably the word Sony, that's emblazoned into the back of it. About halfway down on the back. My Z2 has that as well, except on that one you can't feel it. This one you can. And this one is a little smaller than my Z2 by just about half an, maybe a quarter of an inch, something like that. It's just a little smaller. And the Sony took away their music when you turn the phone on. It used to have music, a sound that came up, but now it does not. And when I email them, I probably will request that they bring that back, because that was really nice for those of us who are relying only on auditory things to know when your sound was up. And on the Z2, you had the option to have the startup music start or not. And I really like that, because if you don't like it, you can shut it off. But at least the option was there. So I thought that was really quite nice. So I might see if they'll bring that back. If they don't, it's not a huge deal, but I'll give my opinion anyway and see what they say. Okay, so it's probably been about 45 seconds or so. I'm going to put my two fingers down on the screen and see if I can get access to TalkBack. And then once this is up and running, if I can get this up and running, I will do a demonstration of water with this. And see how it goes with me putting it in water for a little bit. But I want to see how the speakers and stuff sound. So here we go. We're going to try this. Okay, good.
Keep holding down two fingers to enable accessibility.
Ooh, here we go.
Access TalkBack on. Accessibility tutorial. When Explore by Touch is turned on, you can touch the
screen
to learn
accessibility.
What's under your finger. For example, the current screen contains app icons. Find one of them by touching the screen and sliding your finger around. Showing item 1 of 42. Back button. Setup guide.
All right. So we are good to go. We have accessibility.
Welcome, English, United States. Before you continue, you need to read the important information. I am aware of the important information. Get started button. Before you, English, United States. Alert language. Not checked, Basansky. Showing items 1 to 11 of 102.
Oh, I guess English was already selected.
Checked, English. Not checked, English. Hong Kong, Sarge. Not checked.
Okay.
Back button. Setup guide.
Back.
Before you continue, I am get started button. Insert SIM card. Not sure how. Check the instructions that came with your phone. Insert SIM cards. Not sure how. Check the instructions that skip button.
Okay, I'm going to skip that for right now.
Select Wi-Fi. Showing items 1 to 7 of 25. Showing items 1 to 7 of 26. Chocolate. Wi-Fi signal full.
Okay, chocolate is my Wi-Fi network, so I'm going to...
Chocolate, Wi-Fi signal full.
I'm going to put that...
USA, chocolate.
Checking.
C-H-O-C-O-L-A-T-E. Alert, select Chinese input method. G-O-D-U-C. Not checked, stroke. Check, pinion. Select Chinese, not checked, stroke.
Okay. Sony keyboard
not checked, Zhang.
Has several
not checked,
different
handwriting.
Setups here.
Not checked, Kangji. More cancel button. More personalizations. Cancel button.
I've never seen
not
this before.
Not checked. Select Chinese input method. Check pin. Not checked.
I don't
stroke.
Want Chinese.
Not checked. Not checked. OK button. Cancel button. C-H-O-C-O-L-A. Touch and hold this button to change input method and customization. Touch and hold this button to switch input method button. Touch and hold this button to change input method and touch and hold this button to change input
okay.
method.
Okay, yeah. I'll deal with that later, but the point is...
Showing items, screen off.
It is set up. Well, it's not set up, but it's on and it's working. Fabulous. Okay. Great. So we have accessibility. And what's the battery say?
Screen on. CHOC. No SIM card.
I know. That's okay. We don't care about that.
No SIM card.
It's all good.
No SIM card. Not checked. Advanced. Not edit box. Password. Showing items. One. No SIM card. No SIM card.
Okay.
Password. Well,
it's not going to tell me. All right. There are no icons on the screen right now. All right. I will, okay.
Screen off.
So, let's see if we run this underwater. What happens? Should be all right. And I bought a case for this, too. It's just a gel case that I purchased. But all right, let's give this the T-Mobile. When I bought my Z2, they had a tank with the Z1 in it, and I have T-Mobile. But ironically enough, but anyway, they had a tank with the Z1 in it, and it just was sitting in the tank, and you could just dunk it. They had it so that you could just dunk the phone in the tank. All right, so I'm putting this underwater right now. It feels weird with the USB port actually having no cover on it. I'm like, oh no. Alrighty. Running into some water here. Okay. It's nice and wet. Let's see. It's like it's been out in a rainstorm for a little bit. Let's see. Should still work.
Screen on. CHOCOLATE. Yep. Showing items 1 to 7 of 22. Showing
Fabulous.
Items 1 to 7 of 23.
All right. So.
Screen off.
I think that's about as much as I can do for you. I'm not gonna, I'm not gonna put my Wi-Fi password in. Well, I guess I can just pause it really quickly while I do that. I'll do that, and then I'll continue with the rest of the process. All right.
Google Play Store.
I have now gotten my Wi-Fi password in here, and I've gotten my Play Store information in here. So now we are just setting up the phone.
Easily set up your new device by restoring from a backup of another. Backups include apps. D65. Restore from this backup. D65 also include all apps. 56. Show options. Also include
okay,
D6503.
So
last used 14 days ago. Show options.
It found
D6503. Last used 14 days ago. Next button. Double tap to select.
I found a backup that it's done from the Play Store, I guess. So.
Also in next button. Double tap to select. Alt D6503. Last used 14 days ago. Show options.
D6503.
Also include next button.
Interesting. Okay. Next.
Protect your phone. Prevent others from using this phone without your permission by activating device protection features. Learn more. Check. Not checked. Checked. Set up fingerprint radio button. Not checked, set up PIN, pattern or password. Not checked, no, thanks radio button. Not checked, set up fingerprint radio
All
button.
All right, I've never had the fingerprint.
Double tap to
I
toggle.
Forgot, yes, this phone has a fingerprint sensor on it. So we're going to say
checked,
that we're
going to
set up fingerprint.
Next button.
Let's see if we can do this.
Unlock with fingerprint.
Okay.
Portrait. Using Google Text to Speech Engine.
All right.
Ringtone volume set to 40%.
It just sped up my Google Text speech because I have it a little faster.
Just touch the fingerprint sensor to unlock your phone, authorize purchases, or sign into apps.
Okay, Touch the phone to unlock the phone. Authorize purchases or sign into apps.
Use pattern, PIN, or password as your backup screen lock method when fingerprint is not available. Next button. Fingerprint setup. To use your fingerprint to unlock your screen or confirm purchases, you'll need to set up your backup screen lock method. Register your fingerprint. Next button. Choose screen lock. Choose pattern because you've turned. Choose your backup screen lock method. Pattern because you've turned on an accessibility service, your device won't use your screen lock to enhance data encryption. PIN because you've turned on an accessibility service, your device won't use your screen lock to enhance data encryption. Password because you've turned on an accessibility service, your device won't use your screen. Choose your back. Choose screen lock. Choose pattern because you've turned on an PIN because you've turned on an accessibility service.
I guess I'll just say PIN.
In addition to using your fingerprint to unlock your device, you can further protect this device by requiring your PIN before it starts up. Until the device starts up, it can't receive calls, messages, or notifications, including alarms. This helps protect data on lost or stolen devices. Next button.
Okay.
Choose your PIN.
Choose my PIN.
Edit box, currently editing. PIN must be at least 4 digits. Edit box, currently editing.
Okay, I'm going to pause this while I put in the PIN number. Okay, got my PIN in there. Now what?
Checked. Show all notification content radio button. When your device is locked, how do you want notifications to show? Checked. Show all notification content radio. Not checked. Hide sensitive notification content radio button. Not checked. Don't show notifications at all radio button.
Interesting.
Not checked. Hide sensitive. Checked. Show all notification content radio button.
I don't know.
Double tap to toggle.
Wonder if I can change that later.
When your device is checked, show all notification. Not checked. Hide sensitive notification content radio button.
I don't know what what would be considered sensitive notification content, but okay.
Checked. Show all notification content radio button. Not checked. Hide sensitive notification content radio button. Not checked. Don't show notifications at all radio button. Double tap to toggle. Not checked. Hide sensitive notification content radio button. Checked, show all notification.
I guess
content
I'll just
radio
have
button.
All notification content for now.
Next button.
And change it later if I want.
Sensor location. Illustration with device and fingerprint sensor location. The sensor location. The sensor is located on the power button on the right side of the phone.
Yep, the sensor is on the power button on the right side of the phone. Yes, it is.
Illustration with device and fingerprint sensor location. Next button.
Okay.
Let's start.
Let's start. All right, let's do that.
Touch the sensor lightly with your finger and lift it after you feel a vibration.
Okay. And I heard that with Sony's you can authorize up to like 5 fingers to be your fingers that you would unlock your phone with. So I usually press the power button with my right thumb. So that's what I'm going to press it with.
Great. Now repeat. Lift finger, then touch sensor again. Great, now repeat. Lift finger, then touch sensor again. Finger moved too fast. Please try again. Great, now repeat. Lift finger, then touch sensor again. Great, now repeat. Lift finger, then touch sensor again. Great, now repeat. 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 Lift finger, then touch sensor again. Great, now repeat. Lift finger, then touch sensor again. Great, now repeat. Lift finger, then touch sensor again. Great, now repeat. Great, now repeat.
I am repeating
it. Great, now repeat. Great, now repeat. Great, now repeat. Great, now repeat. Fingerprint added.
Yay! All right. Fingerprint added. Okay.
When you see this icon, you can use your fingerprint. Add another button.
Add another.
Double tap to select.
Okay. I can add another fingerprint. Oh, I'm getting, someone's at the door. Hold on. Okay, I just got something in the mail. I don't know what it is.
Great, now repeat.
But that's okay.
Ah. Lift finger, then touch sensor again.
I'm adding another fingerprint now. Sorry about the interruption, folks. Okay, I'm gonna add my right index finger now.
Great, now repeat. Great, now repeat. Great, now repeat. Great, now repeat. Great, now repeat.
Great, now repeat.
Great, now repeat.
We're repeating.
Great, now repeat. 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 Great, now repeat.
And a sighted person could probably do this.
Great, now repeat.
Faster than me, I would think.
Great, now repeat. Great, now repeat. Great, now repeat. Great, now repeat. Great. Now repeat. Fingerprint added.
All right.
When you see this icon, you can use add another button. Double tap to select. Add another button. Next button.
Okay, I'll say double next. Tap to select.
Unlock with fingerprint. Xperia Trademark Sign Services.
Okay, now we're at Xperia Trademark Services.
Enjoy various services from Sony. Sign in with your Google Trademark Sign account. By signing in, you accept that Sony Mobile will collect your personal data in order to provide the services. Next button, disabled. Sign in with Google button. Next button, disabled. Not now button. By signing in, you accept enjoy Xperia Trademark. Enjoy various services from Sony. Sign in with your Google Trademark Sign account.
Okay.
By sign in with Google button. Next button, disabled.
I have a Sony account.
By signing, enjoy various
I wonder
services
if I can
Xperia
sign in
Trademark
that.
Sign services. By sign in with Google button.
Sign in with Google is my only option, all right? So let's do it.
Alert checking info. Authorization dialog. Showing item 1 of 1. View by continuing, you allow view your basic profile info. By continuing, you allow this app and Google to use your information in accordance with their respective terms of service and privacy policies. Allow button. Alert checking info.
Yep.
Google Play services.
I
Xperia
do.
Trademark sign services.
That's fine.
Activating. You're signed in as.
Okay.
Softy5310@gmail.com.
Yep, that's me.
Not checked. I want to receive emails about news, product information, and offers from Sony checkbox.
Double
tap to toggle. Welcome and enjoy service. Not checked. I want to receive emails about news, product information. Next button.
I already do,
select.
So that's so. Nah, that's okay.
Next button. com.sonamobile.anondata.ui. Data disclaimer. Help improve Xperia by sending anonymous data and usage statistics to data charge. To ensure quality, your device will check for updates to your pre- more button.
Sure.
To ensure quality, next button.
That's fine.
Setup guide.
Okay.
You're ready to go. Your Xperia trademark signed smartphone is now ready to use.
Fabulous.
Your Xperia trademark signed smartphone is now. You're ready to go. Your Xperia trademark signed smartphone. You're ready to go.
Where's finish?
Finish button. Previous button.
Yay, finish. All right.
Your Xperia trademark finish button. Device unlocked. Xperia trademark sign home. Application screen 1 of 1.
Woohoo.
Home screen 3 of 5. Showing
all
item 1
right.
of
1. All right. We are ready to go. We are on the home page. And we got it all set up. That's great. All right. Sweet. And a fingerprint added. I'm gonna.
For Google app. For Wi-Fi signal full. No SIM card. 440 Google app. Wi-Fi signal full. Unable to save language pack to storage. Wi-Fi. No SIM card. Google app. Google app. Google app. Google app. Wi-Fi signal. No. Google app. Battery 68%.
Thank you. Okay, 68. All right.
Lock screen. Enter PIN. Screen off.
All right, so now I'm going to see if I can unlock this with my fingerprint.
4:49 a.m. PIN required for additional security.
Huh. I wonder if...
9, 5, 2. PIN. Enter PIN.
Weird. I wonder why you can't just enter your fingerprint.
Screen off.
Huh. Interesting.
4:49 a.m. Unlock button. PIN unlock. PIN area. PIN required for additional security.
Yeah, it's taking me to the PIN area. Weird. I wonder why that is.
PIN area. 0, 8, 0. Emergency button. PIN unlock. PIN unlock. Screen off.
I wonder if I didn't do the fingerprint thing right or what is up with that exactly. But anyway, it's all set up. We got 60% battery almost 70 rather. And we're good to go. I bought a lime green version of this phone. So it's green. It's gold. Well, actually it's called a lime gold or something. So it's green and gold at the same time. And it just vibrated. I don't know what that means.
PIN unlock. PIN area. PIN required for additional security. 0, 0.
Oh, hey, I didn't want to enter that. 0.
Screen off.
I don't know what that vibration meant, but all right. Anyway, all right, I'm going to go get this activated now with a SIM card. Pretty cool. Thank you for listening to this podcast, and I hope you have all had an enjoyable time listening to it. It was my first podcast, so sorry. It's a little if it is a little different from any others that you have heard, but I hope to do more of these in the future with my awesome new beautiful Sony phone. Have a great day, everyone. Bye.